Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 H1 FY23 earnings conference call of Kamdhenu Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Satish Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director, Kamdhenu Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Good afternoon, and a very warm welcome to everyone present on the call. Along with me, I have Mr. Harish Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer and Strategic Growth Advisor, our investor relations advisors. We have uploaded our result and investor presentation for the quarter on the stock exchanges and company's website. Hope everyone had a chance to go through the same. India, the world's second-largest crude steel producer, posted 11.4% growth in finished steel consumption during April to October to 65.5 million tons. Indian demand remains a bright spot in major steel markets as domestic consumption is seen growing at a high single-digit rate over the next 12-15 months. The steel industry is poised towards growth on the back of construction sector, which is going to a pan-India driver of steel demand in the country. This would be driven by strong government thrust for infrastructure development and housing for all. Further support to development of the steel industry is expected to come through the Make in India initiative. The demand for TMT bar has also been picking up on account of demand from the infrastructure and residential projects, which will be huge. Demand for decorative paints have been witnessing strong traction over past few quarters, and we expect this momentum to continue on back of shortening of repainting cycle, housing demand, and consumer preference to build pakka houses. We are poised towards growth by focusing on the premiumization of portfolio. On the raw material front, commodity prices have been very volatile and have seen a sharp rise, but now the prices seems to be stabilizing gradually. Our company has reported a revenue growth of 25% year-on-year to 191 crore for Q2 FY23. For H1 FY23, the revenue stood at 382 crore, delivering a growth of  44% year-on-year. With the wide portfolio of products from TMT bar, structural steel, and color-coated profile sheets, we are well established to cater any demand going ahead. We further plan to expand our franchisee and dealer network and also enhance the steel TMT capacity by increasing annual production capacity from 38 lakh metric tons to 50 lakh metric tons through franchisee route by FY24. We have an increased focus on own manufacturing and franchisee business along with a recoup business strategy of reducing B2B trading sales, which leads to lower working capital, hereby enhancing capital efficiencies. We command a dominant market share in the organized retail segment of steel and paint industry. With our strong brand, new product categories in decorative paints, marketing and distribution network, and unique asset-light model, we are well placed to capture any opportunities in future. Focus of paint business continues to penetrate into existing markets, explore new markets, and expand the dealer network in Tier 2, 3, and 4 cities. Our strategy remains on manufacture and sales of premium paint products and reduction in manufacturing of commoditized products. In order to achieve this goal, we are outsourcing our low-value products from contract manufacturers adhering to the stringent quality standards. We wish to inform that the Kamdhenu Ventures Limited has received an in-principle approval from BSE and NSE on 3rd November and 7th November 22, respectively, for listing of equity shares pursuant to the scheme of arrangement. We are delighted to inform that we are raising funds to the tune of Rs. 70 crore. This will help to reduce our debt and make us debt-free. This will also help create a better brand positioning in the industry. The company's board of directors has decided to create, offer, issue and give us convertible warrants on a preferential basis in one or more tranches up to a maximum of 50 lakh warrants. Each warrant gives the holder the right to convert into equity shares with a face value of Rs. 10 and get one fully paid up equity share in exchange for each warrant within 18 months of the date of issue at a price of Rs. 141. With this, I would hand over the call to our Group CFO, Mr. Harish Agarwal, for the financials. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. I will take you all through the financials for Q2 and H1 FY23. Our steel volume, including franchisee route, have stood at 6.8 lakh metric ton in Q2 FY23 as compared to 6 lakh metric ton in Q2 FY22, a year-on-year growth of 13%. For H1 FY23, steel volume grew by 21% to 14.1 lakh metric tons. Our TMT volume from own facility stood at 26,785 MT in Q2 FY23 as compared to 25,190 MT in Q2 FY22, year-on-year growth of 6%. For H1 FY23, TMT volume grew by 21% to 51,214 MT. Total brand turnover for Q2 FY23 stood Rs. 4,916 crore as compared to 3,792 crore in Q2 FY22, a growth of 30% year-on-year basis. For H1 FY23, total brand turnover grew by 40% year-on-year to 10,225 crores. Royalty income through franchisee stood at Rs. 26.2 crores in Q2 FY23, as compared to Rs. 22.5 crores in Q2 FY22, a growth of 16% year-on-year basis. For H1 FY23, it grew by 22% to 53.8 crores. Revenue from own facility was up by 24% to 155.8 crores in Q2 FY23, as compared to 125.5 crores in Q2 FY22. For H1 FY23, it grew by 44% to 308.40 crores. Total sales from steel business stood at Rs. 191.3 crores for Q2 FY23 as compared to Rs. 152.7 crores for Q2 FY22, a growth of 25% year-on-year basis. For H1 FY23, it grew by 44% year-on-year to 382.5 crores. Our EBITDA stood at Rs. 12.2 crores in Q2 FY23 as compared to Rs. 10.7 crores in Q2 FY22, a growth of 14%. For H1 FY23, it grew by 10% to 27.6 crores. Profit before tax stood at Rs. 10.9 crores for Q2 FY23 as against 10.1 crore in Q2 FY22, a growth of 7%. And H1 FY23, it stood at Rs. 24.4 crores, a growth of 4% year-on-year basis. Pursuant to scheme of arrangement become effective, the paint business of Kamdhenu Limited have been transferred to and vested with Kamdhenu Color and Coatings Limited with effect from 1st April 2022 being the appointed date. Therefore, the company has not disclosed the consolidated financials with effect from 1st April 2022 onwards. Although I shall now take you through the financials of paint business. The total sales from paint business for Q2 FY23 stood at rupees 64.4 crore as compared to 62.9 crore in Q2 FY22, achieved growth of 2% year-on-year basis and grew by 24% in H1 FY23 to 119.1 crores. Our overall volume from own manufacturing and outsourcing stood at 8,519 KL in Q2 FY23 as compared to 8,351 KL for Q2 FY22, year-on-year growth of 2%, and it grew by 16% year-on-year to 15,601 in H1 FY23. EBITDA for Q2 FY23 stood at -0.7 crores as compared to 3.1 crore in Q2 FY22 and stood at -0.5 in H1 FY23 as against 0.3 in H1 FY22. Our profit before tax was -1.9 crore in Q2 FY23 as compared to 0.3 crore in Q2 FY22, and for H1 FY23 it stood at -5.7 crores. With this, I would like to open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time may enter star and then one on their touchtone telephones. If your questions are answered, you may withdraw yourself from the question queue by pressing star then two. Participants are requested to please use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Prachi Sharma from Ace Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. I just have a couple of questions. In our paint business, what is the proportion of business from our own manufacturing versus what is outsourced?
Yeah. Ma'am, in this first half, we have turnover of 119 crores. Against that, 92 crore from own manufacturing and around 27 crore from the outsourcing business.
All right, sir. So my next question is, so as you mentioned, our royalty income grew by 16% year-on-year and 22% in H1. Could you tell the amount of royalty our company charged per ton?
Yeah, the average for 6 months is 384 rupees per metric ton. And the volume is, in the Q2, it was 6.82 lakh metric ton as against 6.02 lakh in the last year Q2. For H1, last year it was 11.66 lakh metric ton and this year it is 14.12 lakh metric ton.
Okay, sir, noted. Thank you, sir. That's all from my end. I just wanted this clarification. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to participants, you may enter star 1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Ashay Jain from Jain Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions. Firstly, so what were your branding and promotion expenses for steel business for this quarter, last quarter, Q2 FY23?
In the Q2 FY23, it was 12.5 crore jointly spent by Kramdhenu as well as its franchisee units.
Okay. Secondly, how is the demand scenario for paint business and how do you see it panning out going ahead?
Yeah.
You see, demand for paint business is continuously growing. As you know, the Kramdhenu is only working for the decorative segment and decorative paints, And you can very well understand that the Q2 was a rainy season, and we were having huge floods in each and every part of the country. And accordingly, in Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4 cities, the demand for low-priced item, that is distemper, putty, primers, and low-priced enamels or emulsions, was there. No doubt, a growth of the total volume in our unit was there, but just because of the sale of low-priced items, the overall working and, you see, overall profits were not reflected accordingly as we were expecting. But now, October onward, the demand for the premium products has come back, and hope the Q3 will be much better than the expectation.
Okay, understood. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Shivam from VG Brothers LLP. Please go ahead. No, sir, we cannot hear you very clearly.
Hello. Yeah, now I'm audible?
Sir, are you on your handset? Can you switch to your handset, please?
Yeah, I'm on my handset only.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello. So, sir, I would like to ask a question. Thanks for taking my question first. Actually, I'm somewhat new to your company. So can you just tell me about some of your competitors which your company faces in TMT bars?
आपको हिंदी थोड़ा समझ पाएंगे आप? हां, देखिए, मैं आपसे बता सकता हूं।
हिंदी और इंग्लिश दोनों का।
ओके, ओके। देखिए, मैं थोड़ा सा बताना चाहूंगा कि ये जो हमारा फ्रेंचाइजी मॉडल है, ये बहुत ही एसेट लाइट इनोवेटिव मॉडल है। और आमधेनु का एक विजन हम लोग लेकर चले थे 25 साल पहले कि हर घर के लिए हम एक अच्छी क्वालिटी का प्रोडक्ट थ्रू आउट इंडिया एक रीजनेबल कॉस्ट पे अवेलेबल करा पाएंगे। और आई थिंक वो जो हमारा एक ड्रीम था, वो हम लोग पूरा कर पाए हैं। और साथ में एक अच्छी क्वालिटी का प्रोडक्ट हम एक रीजनेबल कॉस्ट पे आज पूरे कंट्री में, आज हमारे पास मोर देन 80 यूनिट्स हैं जो अक्रॉस इंडिया, जो कामधेनु के डिफरेंट प्रोडक्ट्स बना रही हैं, TMT, स्ट्रक्चरल स्टील, पाइप, एंगल, चैनल्स, इसके अलावा कलर कोटेड शीट। तो उस तरह से हम ये काम कर रहे हैं। और आज इंडिया में जो हमारा प्रेजेंस है, वो सबसे ज्यादा शेयर रिटेल बिजनेस में है। कंपनी के पास अप्रॉक्सीमेटली 12,000 के करीब हमारे रिटेल डीलर्स हैं, इसके अलावा डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर्स हैं, फ्रेंचाइजी हैं। इस मॉडल के थ्रू हम लोग एंड कंज्यूमर तक एक रीजनेबल कॉस्ट पे, थ्रू मिनिमम फ्रेट, मिनिमम एक्सपेंसेस, हम लोग क्वालिटी प्रोडक्ट पहुंचा पा रहे हैं। और इस मॉडल में अभी जैसे हरीश जी ने आपको बताया कि हम इस बार करीब 28 लाख टन, 14 लाख टन हमने 6 महीने में ये TMT बार हम बेच पाए हैं। तो एनुअल जो हमारे पास पूरे इंडिया में लार्जेस्ट रिटेल बिजनेस कामधेनु के पास है, और आप देखेंगे, मेट्रोज में जरूर थ्रू बिल्डर्स और बड़े-बड़े डेवलपर्स काम करते हैं, वो भी हमारे क्लाइंट हैं। लेकिन पूरे कंट्री में Tier 1, Tier 2, मेट्रोज, Tier 3, गांव में, कस्बे में, सब जगह सिंगल स्टोरी, टू स्टोरी, थ्री स्टोरी, फाइव स्टोरी बिल्डिंग बनती हैं, जो लोग खुद बनाते हैं। तो उसमें जैसी कस्टमर की रिक्वायरमेंट होती है, अलग-अलग स्टेप में, कभी 1 टन, कभी 2 टन, कभी 5 टन, वो रिटेल के थ्रू हमारी स्ट्रेंथ है, और वो हम अपने रिटेल नेटवर्क के थ्रू लोगों तक पहुंचा पा रहे हैं। और एक और सबसे बड़ी स्ट्रेंथ है कि पूरे इंडिया में कहीं भी जरूरत होती है, तो विदिन 24 आवर्स हम प्रोडक्ट वहां तक अवेलेबल करा पाते हैं थ्रू रिटेल। तो ये इस तरह से बिजनेस मॉडल हमारा है। और जो फ्रेंचाइजी है हमारी, वो डायरेक्ट डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर के थ्रू रिटेल को इनवॉइसिंग कर रहे हैं, और कंपनी को एज रॉयल्टी हम लोग जो है, एक फिक्स अमाउंट जो हमारे कॉन्ट्रैक्ट में है, वो रॉयल्टी हमारी बुक्स में रिफ्लेक्ट होती है।
ओके, सर, कंपटीटर,
देखिए, रिटेल कंपटीशन तो पूरे इंडिया में सभी जगह है, और मेन कंपटीशन रिटेल में सबसे ज्यादा हमारा टाटा स्टील से है। टाटा स्टील से ज्यादा हम लोग रिटेल में प्रोडक्ट बेचते हैं। इसके अलावा रीजनल लेवल के ऊपर कोई ना कोई जो वहाँ का उस रीजनल एरिया में बेस्ट ब्रांड है, अगर रायपुर जाएंगे तो आपको गोयल हीरा मिलेगा, नॉर्थ में कहीं जाएंगे तो कुछ और मिलेगा, बंगाल में जाएंगे शाम स्टील मिलेगा, साउथ में जाते हैं कोई और मिलता है। तो रीजनल लेवल के ऊपर सब जगह जो वहाँ का उस एरिया का कोई दूसरा अच्छा ब्रांड है। और इसमें एक और स्ट्रेंथ है जो मैं आपसे शेयर करना चाहूंगा कि कामधेनु का जो ब्रांड का प्रीमियम है वो लगभग 1500 रुपए से लेके और 4000 रुपए तक का प्रीमियम कामधेनु ब्रांड और बेस्ट ब्रांड ऑफ द रीजनल एरिया वो हम लोग कमांड करते हैं। और ऑल इंडिया वेटेड एवरेज हमारा लगभग 2500 रुपए टन का प्रीमियम कामधेनु का एवरेज कमांड कामधेनु प्रोडक्ट रखता है कामधेनु ब्रांड।
ओके एंड सर साउथ में लाइक बीके स्टील हैज अ लॉट ऑफ प्रेजेंस सो आर योर मार्जिन बेटर इन साउथ फ्रॉम बीके स्टील और इज इट लाइक कॉम्पिटिटिव?
नहीं देखिए साउथ में भी प्राइसेस हमारी सबसे अच्छी हैं, इसमें कोई बात नहीं, ऑल इंडिया प्रीमियम है और साउथ में अच्छी खासी सेल्स है। अगर आप देखेंगे कि नॉर्थ ईस्ट साउथ वेस्ट में हमारा जिस तरह से है तो ऑलमोस्ट
12% के करीब सेल जो है वो साउथ से है, 12% की सेल, 20% हमारी सेल जो है ये वेस्ट से आती है और one third पोर्शन जो है नॉर्थ एंड ईस्ट से है।
तो सर साउथ में
पार्ट ऑफ द कंट्री साउथ में थोड़ा कम है प्रेजेंस और प्रीमियम पे वहाँ थोड़ा प्रेशर है लेकिन प्रीमियम कमांड करते हैं स्टील हम
लोग। इज इट बिकॉज ऑफ द डोमिनेंट प्रेजेंस ऑफ बीके स्टील इन साउथ?
नॉट ड्यू टू डोमिनेंट प्रेजेंस, इट इज बिकॉज वी जस्ट एंटर द साउथ लेट आफ्टर 10 years। वी एंटर दिस बिजनेस इन साउथ इन नॉर्थ इन 1995। In South, we entered the business in 2015. So, slowly and slowly, we are progressing the sales in the South also.
Okay. So, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we'd like to remind you that you may enter *1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Akash Mehta from Kapaz Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I had three particular questions. First one is on the utilization level. So can you tell me the current utilization levels at your steel and paint plants?
Around 80% capacity utilization in the steel business. In our paint business, we are gradually, but right now it is around 35%.
Okay. And second question was on the demand scenario. So could you throw some light on the demand scenario for your steel products and also how has the trend in the prices of raw materials been?
I think it has been answered in the day four. I think in the previous question, it has been answered.
Okay.
And again,
I missed out.
Slightly.
Look, demand normally steel ki jo demand hai, 6-8% India mein continuously growth hai. लेकिन कामधेनु चूंकि अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर को ऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर में भी कन्वर्ट कर रहा है, जो हमारी इनऑर्गेनिक और ऑर्गेनिक दोनों ग्रोथ कामधेनु इसमें मार्केट से ले रहा है, तो किसी भी एरिया किसी भी टाइम अगर आप देखेंगे तो कामधेनु की जो ग्रोथ है वो 14-15% से कम नहीं है। तो और डिमांड डेफिनेटली अभी जो सबसे बड़ी स्ट्रेंथ है जो कामधेनु की, जो हम लोगों तक मैसेज या कनेक्ट कर पाए हैं उनके दिल से कि एक ही चीज कर पाए हैं कि लाइफ में आप घर एक बार बना पाते हैं और घर का इंटीरियर आप कभी भी बदल सकते हैं लेकिन स्टील कभी भी चेंज नहीं कर पाएंगे। तो वो एक फीलिंग शायद हम लोग सब तक कम्युनिकेट कर पाए हैं। तो इसलिए अभी आप देखेंगे कि कोई भी प्रोडक्ट है स्टील का वो एज ए कमोडिटी बिकता है, सिर्फ TMT बार जो है वो ब्रांडेड प्रोडक्ट के नाम से बिकता है और हर आदमी क्वालिटी अवेयरनेस है सब के माइंड में। और आप देखेंगे सारे क्रिकेटर सारे फिल्म जो फ्रेटर्निटी है जिसमें अमिताभ बच्चन से लेके विराट कोहली तक आज सब लोग जो है TMT को प्रमोट कर रहे हैं। तो शायद मैं समझता हूँ ये हमारा बहुत बड़ा अचीवमेंट है कि हम लोगों तक अवेयरनेस ले पाए हैं कि लोग क्वालिटी प्रोडक्ट पे जाएं, लाइफ में घर के लिए कुछ भी खरीदें लेकिन क्वालिटी प्रोडक्ट लें। आई थिंक ये बहुत बड़ा अचीवमेंट कामधेनु के लिए है।
Correct, sir. Another last question. How do we plan to increase our current franchise and dealers network?
देखिए ये ongoing process है. जैसे हमारे पास existing franchisee हैं, हमारे पास नए franchisee के भी proposals रहते हैं pending. इसके अलावा हमारा effort ये रहता है कि जो हमारी existing franchisee हैं, वो अपनी capacity enhance करते चले गए हैं. आप अगर देखेंगे कि जैसे हमने पास्ट में भी जितनी कैपेसिटी बिल्टअप की है उसमें मोर देन 50-60% कंट्रीब्यूशन जो था हमारी पुरानी फ्रेंचाइजी का था. तो जैसे जैसे उनकी कैपेसिटी बढ़ रही है उनकी वायबिलिटी भी इम्प्रूव हो रही है, उनकी प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी इम्प्रूव होती है और हमारे को भी इंटरनली ये स्ट्रेंथ होती है कि जो यूनिट पहले अगर 1 लाख टन मटेरियल बना रही थी वो आज 2 लाख टन मटेरियल बना रही है. तो इस तरह से थ्रू फ्रेंचाइजी रूट जो है हम लोग अपनी कैपेसिटी बिल्टअप कर रहे हैं. और जैसा रिजी ने बताया कि ये 38 लाख टन की कैपेसिटी है, अभी 50 लाख टन की 24 तक हम लोग इसको कर पाएंगे. और आने वाले जिस तरह से डिमांड आ रही है हमारे पास तो अकॉर्डिंगली चूंकि प्रीमियम भी हमें मेंटेन करना है अपना और कंटिन्यूसली ग्रोथ है, इसको आगे फर्दर और एक्सपेंड करने का भी प्रोग्राम चल रहा है.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star 1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Abhishek Dave from Bright Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Dave, your line has been unmuted. If you have a question, please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. We can hear you now.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the opportunity. I would like to ask, in our steel business, revenues from our own facilities were up by 24% in quarter 2 and by 44% in H1 FY23. Was this growth driven by volumes or was it on account of high realization?
Can you repeat the question? Actually, your voice was blurry. Can you repeat the question?
Hello. Hello.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Am I clear now?
Yes.
Yeah. In our steel business, revenues from own facilities were up by 24% in quarter 2 and by 44% in H1 FY23. Was this growth driven by volumes or was it on account of high realizations?
It was mixed with the realization and with the volume. Then the volume, if you want to know the volume, then the volume has increased from own manufacturing, that is in the Q2 last year it was 25,190 metric ton. This time it is 26,785. Or for the H1 last year it was 42,108 metric ton and this time it is 51,214 metric ton. So this is by way of volume it is increased to 22%, but in term of value it is increased to 44%.
Okay. One more question. Can you throw some light on the capex plans in your both businesses?
Yeah, in the steel we are not having any capex plan, and in the paint business at a level first we would like to utilize our capacity, then thereafter if we achieve the turnover of 500 to 600 crore then we are planning to have the another plant. But in the next 1 year or 2 years there is no capex plan.
Thank you for answering. I'll join the queue.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Anup Shah from Srinath Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So congratulations on the fundraise. Just wanted to understand why are we doing it in the steel business and what are our plans?
Yeah, our plan is, we have aim to reduce our debt and to make the company zero debt and also to have the new brand positioning, and the other is redefining our franchisee business model. So this is the main objective of the fundraising.
Okay. And any update on the fundraise in the paints business?
Yes, we are planning on that. In the last interview, I appraise that around 200 crore we are planning to raise the fund in the paint business for repositioning of brand and making some capex for the future, future after 1 year or 2 years, and also some working capital. We are planning to raise the fund by inducing some strategic investor.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Parth Vasani from PK Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I just had one question. Sir, can you tell us by when the Kamdhenu Ventures will be listed?
Yeah, within this quarter.
Okay, within this quarter. Okay.
We already got the in-principle approval, and it is expected that SEBI will clear the proposal in November, and the corporate action and some other formalities will be complete in December itself.
Okay, yeah, that is from my side.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please enter star 1 now. Our next question is from the line of Sandeep Goyal from Devi FinTech. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So you just mentioned about that your capacity utilization for steel business is around 80%. So is it for the franchisee business or?
This is our own plant.
Okay. And what about franchisee?
Franchisee is around 60% capacity utilization.
Okay. So is it increase or decrease from the previous one?
Yes, it is increasing.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I take this opportunity to thank you everyone for joining on the call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with me or SG, our investor relation advisor. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kamdhenu Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.